Hi, this is Deborah. Teamwork. Independence is a central theme in American culture. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, we place a high value on the entrepreneurial spirit. And there's a widely accepted, if unspoken, agreement that it's a sign of weakness to admit that we want help. And it's downright needy to ask for it, right? It seems that every day I encounter someone who is struggling with a sense of isolation and fatigue. You know, many of my clients come to me worried that they've lost the passion and the juice for the work that used to inspire them. I hear a recurring theme of fatigue, burnout, and depression. And underneath that is a sense of isolation and the belief that in order to be independent and successful, they have to do everything themselves. That asking for help is somehow tantamount to an admission of defeat. You know, there's something very wrong with this notion. And I'm coming to believe that actually just the opposite may be true. I attended a workshop last weekend for entrepreneurs and solo practitioners like myself to form joint venture partnerships to support and assist us in expanding our reach and building our businesses and so forth. So the first step in the process was to narrowly define our niche. Next, we worked together in small groups to brainstorm how we promote one another's work. Well, though we were all in similar businesses, we found that we weren't in competition with each other in any way because of our well-defined niches. So this made it easier to choose the partners that were best suited to us and the best match for our shared vision. We all left the weekend with brilliant marketing strategies and a renewed energy and excitement about the value of the service we provide to our clients and so forth. But the comment I heard most as we parted ways was this sense of joy and relief that we no longer have to do it all alone. I was struck by the ease and the benefit of this business model, and I found myself wondering why we don't do more of this in our personal and business lives. Is it that we don't want to share the reward of a job well done because we believe that our individual success is what defines us? Or are we afraid that the mere suggestion of the desire to build and grow in community somehow implies weakness? We're not supposed to be doing this thing alone, folks. This I know is true. Getting really clear as to which job is yours makes it easier to allow others to step in and take on theirs. So what's the job that you're here to do? What are the unique gifts and talents that you are passionate about expressing? What is your unique role? Are you trying to do everything yourself? What would it be like to ask for help? And what would it be like to get it? My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are done with being stuck and playing small and are ready to uncover the unique gift they really came here to share with the world. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net or you can email me at deborah@deborahbarron.net. I'd love to hear from you.